Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken and audio entertainment and information. Listen whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book today when you sign up for the 30-day trial period at audibletrial.com/TheLoveZoneUSA. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. We have such a good show today. I'm so excited to be hosting with you guys. I never host the show alone. So I would like to introduce the other co-hosts on the show. Ms. Nakon Martin, are you there? And Ms. Fallon, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Nakon, how are you? Welcome. Are
good.
You excited?
How are you?
Good. Fallon, are you there? Okay, so we'll just wait for her for the comment. We have a wonderful show set up. Don't forget that to call in tonight is our author, Lucy Novak. You can call in 347-539-5729. You could also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/TheLoveZoneUSAHipHop, Stitcher.com. Also, iTunes.com. So we look forward to speaking with you on our social network as well. So, Ms. Nakon Martin, I'm excited. We have Ms. Lucy Novak. She's the author of A Woman with No Strings Attached. This is like a sexual revolution, a discovery. So I'm very interested in speaking with her about this book. Are you excited about this book?
I
can't wait to
hear
about her.
Right. I can't wait to hear about her journey.
Okay, so it looks like it's me and you tonight, so we're going to get into this topic. I'm just excited about the book. The book is about alter egos. I'm not going to go too much into it because I want to jump into the interview, but by any chance, do you have like another side or an alter ego?
No, not per se. I guess we all take on different attitudes, if you will. So those are times in my life that I may try to take on a different attitude depending on what I'm doing, but not one that I have named. What about you? Have you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I
wear so many hats. I'm very curious. I can't wait to speak to her about the book. The book is really, really exciting. Again, the book is A Woman with No Strings Attached. I think it's a process, too, that you get when you're really comfortable with yourself. So I'm not going to go too much into it, but when we speak to Lucy, we can, you know, dive into that. But I definitely do. I think it's very, very healthy to know yourself and to know what limits. I think certain situations calls for certain actions. So, yeah, I could say, like, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. Why not?
Right, exactly. Yes. And alter egos really got popular when she came on the scene with the Sasha Fierce thing. So I imagine a lot of women have alter egos.
Absolutely. Also, listeners, call in. Let us know if you have an alter ego, what your feelings are about it. 347-539-5729. Hit us up on the LoveZoneUSA.com. You can click the broadcast button and then hit the blog talk tab. And you'll hear everything and speaking to us. I definitely, you know, do think I have one. I'm sure that I have one, but I think, like I said, certain situations substitute different attitudes. I think it's also a part of this process that we're going to get into once we speak to Lucy, once we get her on the phone. But I think it's healthy. I think if you're in a position in your life where you know, you've been living one, and I think it's exploration too. You live one way and then you find that that doesn't work for you and you find different, it's just getting to know you better.
As far as
the book, I don't know. So what do you think about that?
I agree. It's kind of like Halloween. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people, I think, enjoy Halloween because you get to dress as a character that you, of course, normally would not be or even dress alike. Like I've heard so many people say, oh, women love Halloween because it's an excuse for them to dress slutty. Have you ever heard that? You know what I mean?
I did hear that.
You know what I mean? So you can wear whatever, and on that one particular night, you are not judged. It's all about the character. up.
Well, I think relationship-wise, you know, when people are in serious relationships and maybe marriages, you know, it gets a little dead. And when it gets dead, you want to find creative ways to get the fire back. With the high-paced impact world that we live in, you know, we have to get creative. And I think this is another avenue, what it means in the relationship, that you can explore this option with your partner if you choose to go in that direction. I really, really believe that. I really, really believe that. But I think it's a process. I don't think it's something that you say, hey, let's start, you know, to go in this avenue. I think you, work up to that point.
Yes, it takes a lot of thought, a lot of consideration. I'm sure there's pros and cons. There are
open,
some lifestyles, you know. So we haven't even divulged what the lifestyle is to our listeners. But, it definitely can be very interesting. So I'm interested in that part, in separating feelings and emotions. And because they say we women are not really good at doing that. We can't put different things in a box like men can. So I'm interested to hear her point of view about that and how she manages to keep it at the level that she's at, and that's it.
Yes, because women are emotional creatures, and, you know, we're nurturers. So it is it is challenging to separate things, but you're in the acting. You're an actor. You're in the industry. We wear a lot of hats, so why couldn't we separate things? So I can't wait. I can't wait to speak to her, to get all the secrets, to see how it works, the pros and the cons. And even, like, you know, because there's a time where you start something like that, and then it's a time where you have to adjust to it because it's not the norm. So did she, you know, receive any feedback, or did they have to change? So I'm really, really curious. The book is phenomenal. I'm glad someone stepped up to actually, because, you know, people don't speak about this, and this is why I love the Girlfriend Network, because we can talk about topics like this. Men, women, guys, call in, give us your opinion on it. Call in 347-539-5729. We'd like to hear from you. Hit us on Twitter or Stitcher.com. So it's the avenue where we can express our ideas in a positive way. I'm getting tongue-tied. So we have to get you an alter ego, Miss Nicole Martin.
Well, you said you have one, but
I do.
Do you have a name?
Cinnamon.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Can I say that on the radio? It's the Girlfriend Network. I forgot. Okay.
Yes. And what does Cinnamon involve? Who is she exactly? Is she a stripper? Is she what is she? T, explain this to us. Cinnamon?
Yes.
We're channeling Cinnamon. So who is Cinnamon right now? Cinnamon.
No, don't call me that. Don't call me that. I think, like I said, as you grow and your womanhood, as you grow, as getting to know who you are as a woman, it's just more answering questions in your life, because I think when you're growing up as well, you're so uniform. You do what you're told to do. And when you're an adult, you're an adult, so you can make your own decisions. So that's why I think it's more of a decisioning on who am I at this, like, who am I now? So it's more, I had to find out what I wasn't to understand who I am, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. So, but it's fun. Like, I like, you know, industry acting and everything, but we need to get into a song. So we're going to go into our first song. But while we're with, yes, we're going to go into our first song.
The mood is set. You already know what's next. TV on blast. Turn it down, turn it down. Don't want it to clash when my body's screaming out now. I know you're hearing it. You got me moaning now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Oh, I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. I know teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like it rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. Almost there. So baby, don't stop what you're doing, softer than the mother boy, I know you wanna touch. Breathing down my neck, I could tell you wanna. And now you want it like, what should I feel now? I got a secret that I wanna show you. Ooh, I got a secret I'ma drop into the floor. No teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you till you catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like you rough. I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. No heels, no shirts, no skirts, all I'm in is just you. No jeans, take them off, wanna feel you. Nothing wrong with that. Say you're liking how I feel and gotta tell me that. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin.
No heels, no shirt, no skirt. All your men are just skin. No jeans, take them off, wanna feel ya. You will be off, you know that I like it, baby.
Give you sex therapy, it's your body. Hi, this is Calvin Richardson. I'll be live on the Mike T Show Thursday, July 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, talking to the host Mike T about love and my new single, We Gonna Love Tonight. So tell a friend and tune in to me on the Mike T Show July 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back. It's your host, Tahira and Nakome Martin, the Girlfriend Network. Follow us on thelovezoneusa.com, click broadcast tab, and click Blog Talk Radio. So you can follow us, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com. We look forward to speaking with you online. Now, Nakome?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, our guest is here. Lucy, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Ms. Novak, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How
Hi,
are
Lucy.
You? Thank you. It's such a pleasure having you on the show today. We're so excited about your book, A Woman with No Strings Attached. Just tell us about yourself and let us know about this book.
Well, I'm a GP family practitioner in London. I'm originally from Prague, Czech Republic, so I've got an accent. And I've been working as a family doctor for quite a long time now, ever since I came to this country. Mm-hmm. And my life changed recently in the last 6-7 years, and my husband left me for somebody else, and I was quite down, and, you know, normal thing to do, eat too much, feel non-attractive, and then I was lucky enough to meet another man, and I fell in love. And my life changed quite dramatically, partly because of enjoying sex for the first time in my life, really. I mean, I always had sex in my marriage, obviously. I've got children. But somehow, I never thought sex was that exciting. I didn't dislike it, but I never quite knew what the fuss was about. I thought skiing was much more exciting than sex. And then I met this other man, and it was different. It was somebody who cared how I feel, who wasn't just interested in his own pleasure, and it was exciting. And then I started exploring slightly more with this alter ego, Adrian, which you might mention.
I wrote
in my book. And what basically happened started in a conversation with my partner, who is not sexually jealous. And I said, well, you know, I love sex now because I love you. And he said, nonsense, you would love sex even if it wasn't with me. And I said, well, I'm trying to find out. And he said, well, would you like to try? There are websites for that. And what started as a joke, eventually I got curious. And we experimented and we created a profile for a website, for a married dating website. And I started meeting men for dates and munches and talk about it, and it's a website which is meant for people for looking for no strings sex. And my profile, Adrian, just was my alter ego, and it was fun to do, and I learned a lot, and it was interesting.
That is amazing. That is very, very different from one part of life to another. I just admire that. That is very courageous. Now, how can our listeners find your book? Where is your book? How can they buy it?
It's called Woman with No Strings Attached. The no is in bracket because there are always strings. It's on Amazon.co.uk and Amazon.com. Woman with No Strings Attached. Or if you type my name, Lucie Novák, L-U-C-I-E, Novák. I have a web page which is Lucie Novák, LucieNovák.com. No dots, Lucie Novák, one word. And there are links to the book on the website. And it's in Barnes and Noble as well. It's an e-book and a paperback.
Great. Lucie, I want to ask you more about Adrian. Now, I know Lucie means the light and Adrian means the dark, but I want you, or dark one, excuse me, but I want you to talk more about her. What is the difference between Adrian and Lucie, or the opposition there?
Well, the interesting thing was the profile. I mean, first thing, the profile on the website was created by my partner, and it worked very well because it was the profile of a woman created by a man for men, really. And it was, at the beginning, I said, look, I'm over 50. Nobody's ever going to want to date me. But I was quite surprised that the profile worked very well, and I met lots of people. And it was surprising because, in a way, although it sounds terrible that there are these married men looking for sex, these were actually men who were usually happily married in sexless marriages. Their wives were not interested anymore, or they didn't work out somehow. And it reminded me, as a doctor and as a patient, how sex is important in life. And, you know, I've got all these patients who say, my husband is very understanding, or, you know, we don't have sex anymore, we're too old after having children. Or the husband having problems and the wife not getting the satisfaction because the husband might have a physical problem or mental problem and doesn't want to sort it out or go to the doctor because he's too embarrassed, things like that. On the website, I met lots of people who actually were happily married. They loved their wives, and they did this precisely because this was a safe alternative to a mistake. Because there was a deal. I was in love with somebody else. They were in love with somebody else, and we just did it to have fun. And a lot of these relationships actually ended up with being very friendly, and it was not just about sex. It was about friendship and companionship and chatting and having fun. And it was interesting. And I think as Adrian, I could do things which I might not be brave enough to do on my own as Lucia. I
wow.
could experiment sexually with, because in a way, there were no risks. You know, if something doesn't work out, we leave, because it was a no-string relationship. And so I have learned a lot, and I think it made me a better lover for my partner. And I think it made me a better doctor, because I could advise people much more on sexual methods than on other methods. And it also made me realize how important sex is in life.
It is essential. Well, that's so amazing. I'm so happy, like, that you have the courage to do this. Now, I'm very curious about your partner. He must be phenomenal. He brought this other side, he pulled this alter ego out of you, Lucy. So can you tell us more about him? I mean, what's his nationality? I could see my boyfriend being very, like, no, you're not going to do that, very possessive. Like, he's just very liberal about your sexuality. How did he pull it out?
Well, I think there are several reasons. I think he's an American, and he is pretty liberal. He found out as a young man that he was not sexually jealous. And for a long time I was wondering, does he really love me if he's not jealous and he lets me have sex with other people? But I think he does love me, and I'm not doing that anymore. It was a phase of my life, and I stopped doing it now. But I think he did love me, and he does love me, and he just doesn't feel that he's sexually jealous. We had a deal, and in the beginning I was really worried about what's acceptable, what isn't, and he just said, just don't fall in love, and I didn't. And I think partly it let him off the hook, because he's a working American. He works all the time and doesn't have time to come over or to see me very often. So I think he felt that maybe this is quite good for me too, because of that, because of the time difference and the logistics of having a partner on another continent, because we both working.
Great. Lucy, what you just said was huge to me. The only stipulation was just don't fall in love. But I find that fascinating in itself, because women, we are very emotional creatures, and we internalize a lot of things, such as feelings and all that stuff. So I'm really curious, like, I'm sure you probably really like someone or was really in tune with someone. How do you keep the emotional part out of it? Because you're doing the most intimate thing that you can do with another human being. So how do you just keep it, the way that you keep it, like just business and just fun?
Well, I was quite surprised myself, because I always thought that I could only enjoy sex in love. In fact, I didn't enjoy sex even when I was in love, when I was younger. But I think I am quite a disciplined person, and I knew this was different. It was a deal, and I was committed to stop if the case was that I was feeling too attractive to somebody. I would have probably stopped. But in a way, it didn't happen, partly because we knew from the beginning, both of us, the man and me, that that this was not what it was about. It was quite obvious that these are men who are not willing to leave their partnership, even if I wanted to, and I didn't want to, obviously. There were two occasions when two of the men actually did fall in love with me, or they think that they fell in love with me, and I said, I have to stop, because this is not good for your marriage, and this is not good for me, and we have to finish. And I stopped communicating, and they took it, and they didn't pursue me, or, it was fine, because they understood my reasons, and it was a deal. It was
so it's like a business, and it's not a business, but you know, you have the art of to cut it, not just cut it off. Like you can, because Nicole and I was speaking about how do you separate. You separate it, and you completely cut it off. I love that.
Well, we had always, I mean, I always made sure in the beginning, because there are a lot of emails to start with, because before you meet somebody, I was always made sure that this was the deal, that if any of us feels that it should finish, we leave. We are friendly and we respect each other, but we are not there for to be in a crisis. This is not a loving relationship. This is a friendship without strings. That's what it was about.
Like the friend with benefits?
Yes, in a way, yes. Even more detached because our lives did not cross over because for obvious reasons, so for their partners not to find out, it was all quite illicit. So we wouldn't meet other people together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. There were some interesting, I mean, I met some people who I became friends with. I met one man. One of the men was quite interesting because he was not actually attached or married. But he was
okay.
An American journalist in London who knew he was going to go away after the Olympics to go back to America. And he was looking for somebody but didn't want to hurt somebody by leaving afterwards. And so he was on the website. And
okay.
And that was quite a different relationship because he was unattached and so was I. And so we could go out to cinema and dinner more often. And then he went back to America and we're still writing and he sent me pictures of his grandchildren and, you know, we're never going to have sex again because that finished. But we're still friends and that is lovely.
That is awesome. We have to go into a break. We'll be back with more with Lucy, A Woman With No Strings Attached.
This goes out to the beautiful girls. Which one of y'all? Which one of y'all go home with Trigger? Love who shouted. Walking past a nigga looking at me all naughty. Then I said, baby, what's good? Reach for the handshake, got a hug. Bottles of the H, I'm a little loopers. Up in VIP with all of my thug niggas. He leaned over and said, you want me? Girl, when the valet pull the pins up. Off to the crib, try to where we gon' end up. Girl, sit back, relax, hold up. Let me turn the radio on. Go and get you to the crib. To the bed. Girl, you gon' think, when I pull back them sheets, and you climb on top of me. Girl, you gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. Put the code in the gate, pull up to the driveway. Says she like the way I touch her, listening to Usher. I got a confession, know we about to sin, but your body is a blessing. So can we take it upstairs? My best win is there. All I wanna do, give you all of me, won't you give me all of you? I want to buy the light right now. You know I live a magnum lifestyle. Baby, turn the lights down. I'ma turn you on.
When I get you to the crib,
girl, you gon' think. When I pull back them sheets,
take the covers off,
climb on top of me.
You gon' think I invented sex, cause I do it like I did.
It's a celebration, clap clap bravo. Lobster and shrimp and a glass of Moscato. For the girl who's a student and a friend who's a model. Finish the whole bottle and we gon' do it big like this. Yeah, and he was just practice. He ain't in your world, you could take him off your atlas. Girl, you're on fire, can I be the one you match with? I give you the credit card, baby, you can max this. Ow, show me where your tats is, show me where your head's at, maybe I could grasp it. If you ever come up with a question, you should ask it. Caught up on your ex still, I could get you past it. Yeah, hey, your friends all suggest, what's the chance of this nigga being better than the rest? Just tell him you appreciate the help, but you just gotta know
where you find me.
Girl, you gon' think, when I pull back them sheets, and you climb on top of me. Girl, you gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex.
Hi, this is Rena Scott, and I'll be live on the Love Zone USA Thursday, August 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, talking to host Mike T about life, love, and songs, and my new single, Can't Wait, that will be played for the first time on the Mike T Show. So tell a friend and tune in to the LoveZoneUSA.com, where you live and learn. Lastly, don't forget to call in on Thursday, August 7th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific at area code 347-539-5729.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
Welcome back. It's your host, Tahira, Miss Lucy Novak. Are you online?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Lucy, tell us more. I'm so intrigued about your story and your book. Let us know one more time where they can find A Woman with No Strings Attached. I know you said Amazon.com and your website.
And I think the easiest is to log on my website, which is lucianovak.com, and there are details about the Amazon and the Barnes and Noble's links. And it's an ebook and a paperback. It went out on 30th of June.
Okay, so now we know how to get the book. I cannot wait to get this book. It's phenomenal. I'm just curious how you're meeting these men now. I know you mentioned a website. I mean, is there a particular site that you go on to meet these men? I know you mentioned a guy. He was like a player type guy.
There are quite a lot of websites of this type, which I was absolutely gobsmacked when I first heard about it because I never knew. And they're called married dating websites, various ones. And the way it works, there are profiles, and you can talk to people, chat on the site. Or if you want to, you can exchange emails, which is what I normally did eventually. And then if you click on the emails and on the website and you feel that you like the person you meet. And I met quite a lot of people I didn't carry on with. And in a way, some of the failures, if you could call that, were quite funny and entertaining in itself. And they're in the book. So in some places, the book is quite funny. I mean, obviously, it's a memoir, mm-hmm. but I changed things to protect people's privacy. The names are different and some of the situations are different. But the way... I mean, when we talked about it, we thought that was a way of three clicking. You click on the emails, mm-hmm. You reach to me, then if you talk and have coffee together or dinner and you talk more, and if you click again, you might meet again for sex. So it's a shortcut, really, because normally there is this dating, you know, does he find me attractive? Does he not find me attractive? Shall I kiss him? What shall I do? All this suspense is gone in a way. I enjoyed it because it was all so much straightforward. We knew from the beginning, from writing in the emails, that if we like each other, that's what's going to happen. And then there are no sort of emotional... I mean, you wouldn't see there are no emotions. There has to be friendship. You need to get attracted to the man and like him, and he needs to like you, and you need to have something in common. But because of the shortcuts, it was easier to meet, and I suppose it's much easier than another dating website where you're not quite sure what's going to happen. Whereas this was quite obvious that if we do click, we're going to have sex sooner or later, and we did with several of them.
That's my next question, Lucy. When you connect with someone online, first of all, what are you talking about? Are you having small talk, or is it strictly about sex? And then when you get to the level of, okay, I want to meet this person, are you meeting them first? Are you going somewhere and having dinner with this person first before you actually decide that you're going to do the deed with them, or are you just jumping right into it?
No, I mean, normally we talked about lots of things, about work, about books we like, interests and things like this, and you exchange emails like you would normally. And then I would meet them in a public place, obviously, because you have to look at safety. And then sometimes we saw each other several times, and sometimes we then met in a hotel or went to my house.
You went to your home?
Yes, I did eventually, when I got to meet them better, because unlike them, I live on my own, so
okay.
So it was easy. I must say that in the beginning, when I planned it with my partner, we had so many safety precautions. He was quite careful in devising lots of different things, and I must say that I broke quite a lot of those safety precautions, because it's not that easy. I think I'm a GP, you know, I've got quite a good assessment of people. I meet a lot of patients. And I think, in a way, it was safe. But there was one occasion with the man I was talking about, with the journalist, when we met in a pub, and the pub was closed. And he said, hop me in my car and we drive somewhere else. And without thinking, I did. And it was fine, because we became quite friendly, and he was perfectly safe. But this man could have been a mass murderer, for all I knew. And it was very, very foolish of a 50-year-old woman to do something like that. And I'm still ashamed of it, actually, because that was not safe at all, and I was lucky.
But you were acting off of instinct at that point. So, Lucy, with that being said, have you ever considered, like, is there a certain type? I mean, have you ever considered, like, interracial dating, or maybe being with another woman? How open are you?
I never thought about another woman. I don't think race is a problem. I mean, I'm a mixture of being Jewish and Czech and whatever. And I think I would be quite interested in meeting somebody from another race. But it only happened once, actually. Somehow on the website, all the men I met, apart from one, the white, one of them was Asian. And what happened also, which was interesting, was that I met people who I wouldn't normally socialize with, and found out that actually what I call friendly aliens in the book, you know, with completely different backgrounds, age, professions, interests, that we did have something in common, and sometimes they were nice surprises that people who didn't look that smart were actually smarter than I thought, and they were different. Mm-hmm. And that was nice too, as meeting all these people.
That is intriguing. Okay, so we're going to get into one quick promotion, and we're going to go into that now.
Baby, arch your back, boys, your toes. Oh, see, Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back. It's your host, Tahira and Nicole Martin. Miss Lucy Novak, I just definitely want to thank you for coming on the show. Can you give us, we have a couple of moments, can you give us a couple of, just tell us about how bad Adrian could be? Just let us, can you give us just a couple of tips on how to balance this alter ego thing when it's, you know, when you do have it or you do want to explore it? Before we go,
just before I say that, I would like to say that I found out also that although sex without love is fun and you explore and there is no pressure, you can't compare it to making love to somebody you're in love with. It's just a completely different thing. And it was interesting that in a way doing this made me love my partner more than before, although I had all these sexual experiences. There is a difference. So that is quite an important thing. I don't know if you've got time about talking about the double standards, which I found as well, because you mentioned this, women are emotional and they can't really do that. And a lot of people think so, but I don't actually think men and women are that different.
I believe you.
What I did with the website, I asked an important question to all of the men, and I said, what would you do if your wife was on the website like this? And most of them answered, women wouldn't really do that, she wouldn't, and there was a complete double standard. Only one of them said, oh, I wish she was, because she doesn't get much fun with me. And I thought that was amazing. And it was interesting how there are still, even now, different standards for women and men. And in a way, people expect that a man would enjoy sex without love or without drinks. That's no problem. But with a woman, that is still considered slightly strange. And I think I broke several taboos, and this was one of them.
I love it. I definitely
Absolutely.
Love it. Absolutely. We love it at the Girlfriend Network. That's why we love the Girlfriend Network. We're open to different ideas and visions, and we just definitely salute you. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing your sexual revolution with us, your discovery, your story, A Woman with No Strings Attached, Miss Lucy Novak. Thank you very much. Next week's show will be interesting, Jump Off, the Hip-Hop Mistress. So I'm looking forward to that show. But until then, tune in to the Love Zone Network, and I look forward to seeing you guys again. Thank you again, Lucy. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
I love your face, you love the taste, that sugar babe, it melts away.
Wow.